on behalf of CMHA Elgin, how have you guys kind of hit the past year? How has the pandemic affected you?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, it's affected everybody, you know, naturally, as far as, with respect to our service, our initial concern is, you know, safety of our staff and members of our organization to be able to continue to deliver services safely. And then, as well, our clients, being able to support them and making sure that they're receiving information. And I'm speaking particularly when the pandemic started, and there was a lot of information coming, and a lot of information coming quickly, an incredible demand for PPE and trying to acquire that and trying to ensure that clients were safe. Because a lot of our services that we offer typically were face-to-face contacts. And when we were, the shutdown began, we had to become primarily virtual services initially, right? So trying to maintain support for our clients virtually and ensuring that they would understand safety protocols in the community. Those are some of our initial concerns starting.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned kind of doing a huge shift to a lot of digital content, a lot of digital outreach and whatnot. But what has changed mostly for you guys in the past year?
Yeah, I think the virtual delivery of care has been a significant change for us. A few examples of that would be our reach out line, our crisis line. And so the amount of calls is initially had nearly doubled. And these are people reaching out and, you know, needing support. And so we had to change, sort of create more dedicated lines to be able to receive those calls.
The digital aspect of it all, with you being face-to-face, was a big challenge. Did you kind of face any other huge challenges throughout the past year and a bit?
Yeah, I think switching over to virtually and then being able to acquire the equipment to do that because everyone else was doing that was challenging. But our supportive housing team had to do a tremendous amount of work to support our residents facilitate or make it easier for them to stay indoors. It's very difficult for them, right? So they're used to sort of regular activities within our agency. So we had to be quite creative and do quite a bit of shopping and deliveries to homes, right, in order to support people to remain indoors, right? So that was a pretty significant challenge. And I think as well, always a challenge is trying to deliver services. So, you know, waiting for that opening and then being able to provide therapeutic walks, and case managers being able to meet with their clients in person. So those were always kind of the challenges, is trying to determine when it was safe to do that.
And I guess with all that being said, we don't want to, you know, focus on kind of the negatives or all the changes that happened. What's an accomplishment that you guys are kind of proud of that has come out of this past year?
There's been a tremendous amount of collaboration with our agency and with other agencies in the community. So that's continued to develop and strengthen, particularly with the City of St. Thomas and housing initiatives. And most recently, there's a street outreach program that we're partnering with the City of St. Thomas, YWCA, the CCHC, so that's significant. I think the community is still able to work together and create initiatives. So the pandemic hasn't slowed any of that work down. So that's been, you know, that's been quite an accomplishment. I think. It's really, from our organization's perspective, our relationships with other organizations have only become stronger. And I think we've really learned how quickly we can do things when it's essential. So that's been really nice to see in the community. People have really not shied away or have continued to meet and implement new programs for support in the community. So that's been really nice.